Blue Bossa from Joe Henderson from his debut album, Page One. And a funny thing about that album is the musicians, as is kind of common for jazz records of the era, were all credited on the front of the record. So in addition to Joe Henderson on tenor, you had Kenny Dorham on trumpet, McCoy Tyner on the piano, Butch Warren on bass, and Pete LaRocca on drums. All of them had their name on the front except Tyner, because this album came out on Blue Note, and McCoy Tyner was signed to Impulse at the time. So if you look at the front of the album, it's credited to Joe Henderson, Kenny Dorham, Butch Warren, Pete LaRocca, etc. Probably the first and hopefully only time that the great McCoy Tyner was credited as etc. Before that, Nefertiti by Miles Davis from his album the same name. And the one thing I like about that track, it really kind of flips the typical jazz status quo on its side, in that the horn section, which was, you know, Miles on trumpet and Wayne Shorter on tenor, stick to the theme over and over again, whereas the rhythm section, Herbie Hancock on piano, Ron Carter on bass, Tony Williams on drums, do all the improv. It's kind of usually the reverse. And as is pretty common for Tony Williams, if you really hear him come out of his shell on that one, Miles Davis, Nefertiti on Giant Steps on a non-radio with me, Mark. Thank you for listening. Hank Mobley was probably one of the you know, guys that was least appreciated in his time, and became appreciated much later as a tenor player. And it's probably because he was kind of solidly in the middle when you talk about tone. You had on one end Stan Getz, who was, you know, very mellow and, you know, not very confrontational. And then you had on the other end Train, who was, you know, out there. And so Hank Mobley kind of occupied that middle section, and you can hear it on this album, and the title track is called Soul Station. Thank you. from his 1959 album called Mingus Ah-Um. That was Charles Mingus with his song Goodbye Pork Pie Hat, which was, of course, written about Walter Heisenberg White from the acclaimed TV series Breaking Bad. Of course, I am kidding. It was written about Lester Young, known far and wide as Prez. And this can be confirmed if you go to Mingus's 1963 album called Mingus, 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 Mingus. There's a second recording of it called Theme for Lester Young. So, yes, Lester Young, not Heisenberg. Before that, Soul Station by Hank Mobley. I am just about out of time for this show of Giant Steps. Thank you all for listening. Do tune in next week when I am going to attempt to play some music of the season, as they like to say. Coming as someone who doesn't really celebrate Christmas all that much anymore, it should be a lot of fun. Really, I'm making it sound like it's not going to be fun. It's going to be a blast. Guaranteed fun. Also guaranteed fun, Myocyte, coming up next. But before I leave you, one more from Cannonball Adderley, this one with Bill Evans. Goodbye.